How are you, sir? What they like to hear about?
How do we get nearer to Allah?
Ah, oh, that's big. Too much. How to get nearer to Allah?
Yeah. Under the present world.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. نويت الأربعين, نويت الاعتكاف, نويت الخلوة, نويت العزلة, نويت الرياضة, نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. After His Highness' permission and after His Minus' permission. Okay. Is minus. Is plus.
That's right.
Balancing. I'm in the middle, what you call that?
Scale.
أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, obey Allah, obey Prophet, and obey your leaders. And leaders means those Allah who put them on authority, on us. Don't disobey, because if you disobey, means you are disobeying Allah and you are disobeying Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Allah has planned, we are going to see. President become president, minister become minister by Allah's will. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that always make dua for sultan, means make dua for your those who are on authority, means who is looking after you in your country. These people you have to support them and to take care of them in order that they will support you and take care of you. The other meaning, the authority in the other houses has two meanings. The other meaning is that those who are more knowledgeable than you in Islamic Sharia, means scholars. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. أولي الأمر, either politicians or scholars that will guide you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Men that they kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means those who are ulama, ulama'ul ummah, they kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are trustworthy people. Keep with them and Allah will keep you. In our time, everything become technology. That tape, audio tape recorder, it is invention of the West, the human being. And it is so perfect that doesn't miss one word. It records everything. And it is invention. What we think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is not invention, it is Allah's creation. He gave us mind, He gave us heart to record everything. Why we are not able to record as this machine record? This machine, after a while, you press it, it speaks back everything. It doesn't miss one word. Why we are missing? If we say now, repeat what you said, I cannot repeat, you cannot memorize. Why? Because we are, as you asked in the to speak about how to get near to Allah, because we are not near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are far away from understanding our Creator. So Shaitan is playing with us. As Shaitan is playing with us, he keeps us away from attracting and pulling these signals that the voice give, these wavelengths, that when we say Alif, Ah, there is a wavelength. According to the wavelengths, length, to that wavelength, you can hear the sound. Correct? Correct? If that wavelength change, the sound change. So according to that wavelength, we are hearing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to hear. That machine can detect this wavelength. You think that our heart or our mind cannot detect these wavelengths and record them? Can. But when you have in the market they sell this. You have this big ATM machine, or you have this soda machine, and some of them they say malfunctioning. Means don't waste your time, don't put your money there. It's not going to work. There is something missing, parts missing. Look what happened to your heart and your mind. What part is missing that you cannot get these signals? Signals are there in the air, in this vacuum here. We are in this room, this big vacuum. There are a lot of signals, wavelengths, different kind of wavelength. If we can detect them, then our heart is working. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu wa ardah, when his army, his chief, what you call it? Chief in command? Commander-in-chief, Sharia, was in Damascus fighting the unbeliever. Sayyidina Umar from Madinatul Munawwara on Friday Jum'ah on the Minbar, he was calling him and seeing him and saying to him, Ya Sariya Ilzam al-Jabal, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, look at the mountain, take care, take you, put your back by the mountain, or else the enemy are coming against you. Sariya was hearing the voice of Sayyidina Umar saying, this is Sayyidina Umar, I am hearing his voice. But he was not able to see him, because his level was not the level of Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar was able to see Sariya and was able to speak with him, because he's of higher level. Means his heart was not malfunctioning, but was functioning. getting these signals, seeing like we are seeing today in televisions. You can see and you can hear. Why? Because that machine is receiving these wavelength signals and can read them and can turn them into a picture and can turn them into a sound. Heart of Muslims, Allah gave them a heart that they can read and they can see and they can hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to hear, wants them to see, wants them to read. When Jibreel came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said to him, first revelation that came in Islam, the first revelation to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was it? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqra. Read. When Jibreel came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet saw Jibreel covering the whole skies and coming to him and saying, Iqra. He said, read. When you say read, what? He said, وَمَا أَنَا بِقَارِئ. What am I going to read? He said, read. He said, what am I going to read? And then he took him into his, hug him and press him. And he said, read. Read means, if someone tells you read, you say, what am I going to read? So it means he has to give you something to read. What? You have to see what you are reading. When you say read, means you are going to see and read. And he said, what am I going to read? Ulama, scholars, some scholars, they say that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel what to read. He didn't know what to read. Other, they say no. Prophet knew what to read. But he was asking what he wants to read from what he knows. Allahu Akbar. Is that? Because he said, Iqra, he said, where am I going to read? And what is the evidence that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew what to read and asked what I am going to read? You want me to read everything to them? You want me to reveal everything, flood them? Because Allah said in Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. Allama al-Quran to whom? Because he said, Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran, khalaq al-insan. So means the creation of a human being came after ta'lim al-Quran. And he said, Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran, khalaq al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. If you take the four verses here, put them together, see, you see, Ar-Rahman is one verse. Allama al-Qur'an, another verse. Khalaq al-Insan, third verse. Allamahu al-Bayan, fourth verse. Means Ar-Rahman, the merciful. Allama al-Qur'an, taught Qur'an. That's finished. Every verse by itself. Khalaq al-Insan, created a human being, so what he taught a human being? Allamahu al-Bayan, taught him how to speak, how to think. Bayan, what's Bayan? Pakistani, they say Bayan, you say every week they have a Bayan. Sohbat, Tabligh, they make, they lecture and they call it bayan. What is your bayan this week? علمه البيان means taught him how to speak. He didn't teach him the Quran. He would have said, if he taught the Quran to humanity, to people, he would have said, خلق الإنسان علمه القرآن. But he said, علم القرآن خلق الإنسان. Means he taught the Quran to one. And that one taught the Quran to the entire creation. Means Allah taught the Quran to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other proof is that when Jibreel came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi Surah Maryam, when he said, Jibreel revealing the Surah Maryam to Prophet, he said, Kaf. You know the beginning of Surah Maryam is Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad. He said, Kaf. What Prophet said? Huh? Who knows? Prophet said something. Jibreel said, Kaf. He wants to go to say Kaf Ha. Prophet stopped him. He said, before he let him to say Ha, when he said Kaf, he said, Alimtu, I knew. He said, Ha. He said, Alimtu. Ya, alimtu. Ayn, alimtu, I knew. Sad, I knew. What he knew? These, what you call them in English? Letters by themselves. They are not verses, and they are not, it's only letters together. What you call them in English? Syllables? They are coded letter. Code. You know the code? You have ATM card? It has a code. Without that code, you cannot enter and pull out whatever you want to pull out. These letters carry secrets. And all ulama, without ikhtilaf, without differences between them, they agree that these letters Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in them secrets that he knows, and what he wants his prophet to know, he gave him what he wants him to know from these, the meaning of these letters. These are coded letters. So when he said Kaf, he said Alimtu. Means there is something that Prophet knew from that letter, one letter. Means that letter carried a big secret that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew it before Jibreel. Jibreel saying, "How you knew? I just coming with the revelation." Said, "I knew." Why? Because Allah taught him the Quran. The first what Allah has created, when Prophet was asked what Allah has created first, he said, Allah created first my light. Inna Allah khalaqa nura nabi awwala ma khalaq nura nabiyyika ya Jabir. He was answering one of the Sahaba. He said, the first that Allah has created is the light of your Prophet, ya Jabir. And he said in another hadith that Allah what created first is, he said, كنت نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught him the meaning of Holy Quran, and then he created creation. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet and Adam still not created, according to the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very very famous hadith. So Allah said, "Ikra, ikra, what? Ikra, bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq, in the name of thy Lord, Allah." After Iqra, what comes? باسمي باسمي in the name. In is what? Is which letter of bismi? Is the ba? Is the letter ba? He said, read in the name means bi ismillah. The letter ba. So means what came first in the revelation is what? Bi al ba. The first letter of Holy Quran is what? The first letter in Holy Quran is the Ba. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Fatih. That's correct. First surah of Holy Quran is Al-Fatiha. First letter of the verse Bismillah, because ulama consider Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is part of the Fatiha. That's why Imam Shafi'i said that the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is part of the Fatiha. If the Imam doesn't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Fatiha is incomplete, the prayer is incomplete. So that's why the Imam say in loud voice Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Imam Abu Hanifa said, you can say it in a hidden way. And that's why the Hanafi school, they don't recite the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim out loud. They begin with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So the first letter of Holy Quran is what? Is Ba. The first letter that a human being pronounce on their tongues is what? Is Ba. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the soul of a human being in the day of Al-Arwah, day of the souls, in Alam Al-Arwah, in the world of souls, Allah said, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Is it not I am your Lord? And all of us, we answered, Qalu Bala. They said Ba. They pronounced the harf in what? Harf what? The letter Ba. So the first letter of Holy Quran is Ba. The first letter that we pronounced on our tongue is what? Is Ba. Means that Ba carry a lot of heavy information. It's one of the codes. Not your code. Yes, sir. This is, we didn't begin the lecture yet. Yeah. To come to nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to get these signals. So if our heart is tuned directly to these signals, we begin to get them out. And how to tune our heart is through sincerity. Sahaba, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught them sincerity. With that sincerity, he raised them up. They begin to understand and learn. We are far away from sincerity. We are selfish. We want everything. Everything we have, we are not happy, we want more. Correct? Let us go back to Harf al-Ba, the letter Ba. The first letter is what? Is the Ba that relate to human being. Because Ba relate to what we said in the presence of Allah when we said Bala. So it is our pronunciation. So it means it's something related to creation. And when we say bi ismillah, by the name of Allah or in the name of Allah, means in His name something is going to happen. In the name of Allah, maybe be cured. You might be cured. Allah will cure you. So the ba is the forcing power that through that ba, everything related to dunya comes through it. Because you are using it with ismullah. Billahi al-Azim. In His greatness, something will happen, it will happen. Means anything related to a happening in dunya or a creation, it has to be connected ismullah with the ba. By the ba, it will happen. By His name is going to happen. So that using that ba that relate to in His name, everything happen. That is the symbolize the creation. And the first letter that makes everything happen must relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the first letter that relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the alphabet? Is the alif. Alif belongs to Allah, to ismullah. The beginning of ismullah, Allah, the first letter is alif. Second letter in the alphabet is ba. So means the alif is always upright. Look, the whole alphabet, is there any letter like the alif standing upright? Only the alif, because it is part of ismullah. Ismullah, Allah is the name encompassing all attributes and sifatullah wa asma'ahu al-husna. It's under that name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. So first letter is what? Is the alif. Second letter is ba. The alif relate to akhirah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba relate to dunya. Anything related to dunya must bow in sajda. Must make sajda. That's why the ba is an alif laying down. How you write the ba? Is a straight line. But in that position, down, prostrating, in complete prostration, symbolize that the whole creation must be in front of the alif, the beginning of the name of Allah must be in complete sajda, never standing up. That's why the first letter is standing up, because it relates to akhirah. Second letter relates to dunya, in the position of sajda. Understood? Excellent. I give you your code now. Allahumma ta'ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Yes, sir. That is what we call in Arabic علم الحروف, the knowledge of letters. How awliya scholars, good scholars, pious scholars, extract this information is through this wavelength. Shahad? If I say Allah, you heard me? Why? How you heard me? Through the wavelengths. If I say Allah here and you are in London, can you hear me? Why? It's a wavelength. It doesn't stop, it goes for infinity. Why cannot hear me? Why you cannot receive it? What you need? You need a receiver, a dish satellite. You need internet? Internet. to receive it. Isn't that? So means, if I say hear Allah, He has to hear me in London. Why He's not hearing me? Because His receiver is not good. Not functioning. Modem, huh? Modem is wrong. But that signal is existing and never dies. It's there. But you need to get it. That's why the difference between awliyaullah, that Allah mentioned them in Holy Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَعْزَنُونَ. Verily, Allah's friends, never to fear anything. Allah gave them. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. And those who are like mountains of knowledge, Allah described ulama. يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا. They say, we believe. Because they know that this exists. They know they can get it, but they must have a very well reception, not fuzzy reception. They have small dish outside, and they have big ones, and they have the new one, what they call it, Hubble. Hubble, what's that? The Hubble one, that huge. Telescope that they put, they can see millions of years wave length far away, hearing and seeing light. How these are coming to us? Through these wavelengths. Why we cannot hear if we say Allah? Our reception, our heart is dead. We have to rejuvenate it. When it is rejuvenated, it will receive. Correct? Sure. So what happened? We have to rejuvenate our hearts. And who rejuvenates our heart is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? By sincerity. هو الأول والآخر. He is the beginning, He is the end. And in between is what? Is the creation. That's why his name, He is Ilah. Ilah, what's the meaning Ilah? The Lord. Ilah. It consists of how many letters? Three letters. First letter is what? Aleph, the beginning. Awwal, beginning. Ha is what? The end. What's that? Intiha. Intiha, the ha is represent the word intiha. So he is the Aleph, he is the beginning, it's Aleph. Intiha is the ha. When you in Islamic education, when you quote someone, you open a quote, but at the end you put alif ha. You know what that means? Means that quote begin by saying alif awwal, beginning of the quote, and ha is the intiha. So they know that is the symbol of the beginning of the code and the end of the code. So it is Aleph and Ha. So Ilah is of three letters. The Aleph and the Ha, and in between the Lam. Lam is what? Lam is represent Al-Mulk. Al-Mulk means the creation. Lam. So it is in between the Aleph and between the Ha, the Lam. And that's why the name Allah consists of four letters, the Aleph, the Lam, and the Ha. Aleph is the beginning, Ha is the end, and two lambs, al-mulk wal-malakut. Understood? Means he is the owner of al-mulk and al-malakut. Al-mulk dunya and malakut heaven. Dunya and akhirah. It is in between of these, beginning and end, beginning of the letter and the end of the letter alif and ha, there is the two lamb. Huh? So that two lambs, al-mulk wal-malakut, king, the earthly world and the heavenly world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner. He doesn't need them. He doesn't need mulk, he doesn't need malakut. He is independent of anything. That's why he gave it to human being. And that's why he said, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. He taught this ilm to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He created a human being and he taught them. وَعَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانِ الْبَيَانِ. He gave them the eloquence of speech, the intelligence of thinking, and gave them brain to understand. That brain? You have
it. How come that Muslims throughout the world have become stupid, but none of the Muslims have become clever?
Because Iman is in the heart of Muslims. Kufr, darkness in the heart of Kuffar. So Shaitan is after the wealth and the treasures that Allah has put in the heart of Muslims. So he's running after them. Shaitan, what's going to get from the kuffar? There is nothing. Already their hearts is dark. And this dunya doesn't weigh a wing of a mosquito to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaitan knows. He doesn't care for kuffar. Give them what they liked in dunya. Why I have to run after them? I run after the Muslims. That's why we are a target for Shaitan more than the others. That shows how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored Muslims and how much Allah has given them. But if they step over their Shaitan, Allah will give them more. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to make us following the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Muslims come together as a unity, they will conquer the world. At one time, they conquered the world. In the time of Sahaba, after the time of Sahaba, in the time of Amawiyyin, after the time of Amawiyyin, in the time of the Ottoman Empire, unfortunately now, how many countries they are? We are turning it politics now. 60 countries over, more than 60 Muslim countries. And every country don't recognize the other. You want to go from one country to another, they say, you have passport? I have passport. You say, what's your passport? Show me. I say, I don't have that paper that you are writing, but I have one passport. They say, which passport? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They say, that's not accepted. That's not a passport. That's something awkward. For a long time ago, that was a long time ago. Not something. We need something new now. What is the new now? You have to have a small paper like that. You have your picture here, and you have your name, you have your address, your age, the number of the passport. That you can, and then not only is enough, you have to have a visa to give to you in order that you can enter our country. Now, I am a Muslim, I say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They say, no, you cannot come. And the worst, more than that, is if you want to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, is ibadah. So even if you say, I want to go to Mecca and Medina now, they say, no, there is quota. You are in the quota? No, I'm not in the quota. I want to go make my Hajj. I want to go. That is a place that is owned by whole Muslims. It's not for a country. Mecca and Medina. No, they said no. For that, you need the lottery. Yanasib, lottery. Which is Maisir. Maisir, you know. It's not allowed in Islam. So they have to go and say, okay, now you put all the names here, and we pick up whom we like. So they mix everything, and they pick up. I read. Okay, Mahmoud Khan, you are... No. You don't like you. You are too fat. Your Highness, might be. You have money a little bit. Okay, we take you. They pick up people. How they can pick up people who go to Hajj or not to go to Hajj? It's ibadah. You are stopping. If I am an old person, if you forget about old person, I felt that I want to go to Hajj this year. I applied, I want to go, and they say no. If next year I die, who is responsible? On whose neck that sin is going to be? So, he's clever, he's courageous, he's not afraid. King Fahd. How many King Fahd there is?
Via Bush.
Via Bush, huh? No, Bush can go there, but we cannot go there. Americans, they don't need visa. Oh, immediately, they go there. I went to one time to Egypt. It's written on the air at the airport. ادخلوها بسلام آمنين. It's a verse from Quran. Enter Egypt peacefully. It's peaceful. I went there. I saw that. I was going transit. I want to see my sister and continue. I was going to Saudi Arabia. They said, no, you cannot go in. I said, why? I was coming from America. They said, you cannot. I said, I'm coming from America. They said, no, you cannot. And I was seeing all the others are entering. How they are entering, I'm not entering. They say they are kuffar, and you are Muslim. This is what it means, because all of them Americans. They have American passport. I don't have American passport. They said these people have American passport. They can go freely in. You don't have American passport. You stay here. I say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That's an old-fashioned finish. That's, we don't accept it now. This is our Muslim countries. So sincerity has been taken from the heart of Muslims. When that sincerity comes, that need guidance. If you have someone to guide you, he will train you, he will raise you, he will build you up to have that sincerity. And that's why Imam Malik, you know Imam Malik? You heard about him? Imam Malik is one of the Imams that came in the first century Hijri. It was in the year 95 Hijri. He is after Imam Abu Hanifa and before Imam Shafi'i. He said, I had 900 teachers. 300 they taught me hadith, almul hadith, almul Quran, almul tafsir, almul fuqh. 300 teachers. And 600 teachers to teach me maqamul ihsan, means maqamul the spirituality, the teaching of spirituality to uplift me and teach me the perfection of Islam, how to perfect my Islam. I knew my Islam by heart from these 300 teachers, from Ilm al-Hadith, Ilm al-Quran, Ilm al-Sharia. But I was not able to uplift myself through practicing without 600 teachers that I was learning from them. Sincerity. So that's why it's very important to have a guide that guide you, guide us, and teach us from our childhood the way that he has practiced all his life in order to reach that piety. You don't want to waste 78 years of age and at the end you say, okay, I didn't find myself, now I have to find a teacher. Find a teacher from beginning, when you are young, like these young people. They found teacher, alhamdulillah, and they are running after this teacher and coming to Islam, converting into Islam and accepting Islam and learning, and their aqidah becomes stronger than Muslims themselves. Because they found good guide. Before, let's say 100 years, it's before 50 years, but let's say 100 years, there was no PhD in Islam. There was never been PhD in Islam. Never we say doctor in Islam. Today, if you don't put for a sheikh or imam doctor in front of his name, he become angry. Your doctor, we know for medical people, for those who are doing medicine. Yeah. Why you want to be doctor? It's better to be imam or sheikh. Before it was ijaza. You take it from a sheikh, and the sheikh is connected to his sheikh, and his sheikh to his sheikh, until you reach one of the four imam, four school of thought. That is what we call it ijaza to sharia. If he has ijaza, means he has a lineage that traces back to one of these four imams. This is how it works. Now, they go to universities, non-Muslim universities, to study Islamic sharia from non-Muslims. They are either Jews or kuffar or Christian, are teaching Islam. How this happened? They graduate from Azhar of Egypt, or they graduate from Mecca or Medina, and they go for higher education in America or in Europe to get a PhD in Islam from a kafir teacher. Yeah, you take your Islam from kuffar, and they come, they're proud, they put in front their name, Doctor, Al-Sheikh, Al-Imam, Al-Alim, Al-Himar, so and so. As Maulana was saying last time, that he called, everyone called himself Doctor in Islam, that's not acceptable. He said Doctor only for Iblis. He called Doctor, I am Doctor Iblis, or I am Doctor Honorable Iblis. Because Iblis is proud of himself. What make him to be cursed? Because he was proud. He didn't make sajda to Adam, alayhi salam.
Ego.
That is the problem, our Sheikh. That is the problem of everyone. It's ego. Everyone wants to be famous. Yeah. SubhanAllah, they teach you to criticize everyone. They teach you to reject everyone and only to accept yourself. Not anyone else. When we were in university and studies or before, if we want to study someone, they say, okay, first criticize him. From beginning to end. Like now they when they want to attack someone, they expose him everything in his life. Now they have one lady being kidnapped in America, I don't know, kidnapped, killed or whatever. They went after that congressman, now they brought all his life on TV. Where he went, what he did, everything. This is haram. Allah is as-sattar. Allah is the veil, the sins. So they teach us to expose everything. May Allah forgive us. And may Allah guide us to the right way. And inshallah, next time we will continue about this ilm al-huruf. And now we want to find the ta and the sa.
No.
Now? No. Finish. Now is food ready. Book. There is zikr first, then book.
Yeah.
Because without zikr, you cannot eat. Zikr is the code. So you can do zikr in 2 minutes and eat, or you want zikr for in 1 hour and eat.
Same code.
Same code? No, they change code. For 2 minutes, you get less. For 1 hour, you get more. 1 hour? It's too much.